Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being there. Reality Spirituality Radio. What? Who the hell is this Rebecca Norrington? What kind of show is this? New listeners, I get new listeners every week. So let me just start off by saying I say the world's only happiness specialist. And what does that mean? That means that in every moment, with every experience, with every challenge, I choose peace. I choose happiness. I choose accepting. I choose not to resist the moment. Do you know how difficult it is to be a happiness specialist? Not only do I talk it, I have to walk it. And if I didn't walk it, I wouldn't have anything to say. I wouldn't have anything to share. This happiness, but before I go on, let me just finish with a little business here. I am available for talks on the weekend. I am available for retreats. Contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And I am available for even being a guest on radio shows. I've been a guest for years and years and years. Anyway, that's enough business. You know, I'm not a salesperson. It's just not me. I'm going to ask you, what is the biggest problem that this world faces? What is the biggest problem? Is it poverty? Is it disease, hunger, overpopulation, wars, religious differences, ISIS, global warming, animal rights? What's the biggest problem? I'm asking you, my dear audience. The biggest problem in this world, everybody's got an answer, everybody's got an opinion, is happiness. Because happy people don't wage wars. Happy people don't fight. Happy people don't argue. Happy people don't hold grudges. Happy people don't judge other people. Happy people don't blame somebody else for how they're feeling. I could go on and on and on. And that is one of the reasons, that is the reason why I'm here. Listen, I've talked to hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people now. Who's counting? But I always ask who wants to be happier, and everybody seems to raise their hand. Oh, look, if there's a rainbow. I can see a rainbow. The rainbow just came. Wow, I've never seen that before. Oof, hold on, let me get a little grip here. The universe is trying to tell me something. What are you trying to tell me, universe? Oh, that I'm on the right track. Okay, where was I? I ask people if they want to be happier, and everybody says, yay, of course. I mean, there's been songs written about it. People, I was watching a special the other day on Robin Williams and his life, and, you know, just behind the scenes when he's not on stage, this is what hit me when he was watching. He said when he won his Academy Award, he said, these are his words, not mine. He said that high, that feeling, that feel good feeling lasted for about a week. And that's what I'm here to talk about, people. I'm here to talk about not what happens to you in this life, but how to stay rooted, how to get rooted in this foundation of peace, contentment, satisfaction, happiness. How to stay rooted regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what you think is not supposed to be happening for you. This, listen, I think it's the biggest issue in the world today. And with that, let me share with you today's topic. Before I do, let me define happiness for you. I did a little bit, and I'm not talking about this, oh, this great feeling when you win an award or you win millions of dollars or you found Mr. Right or you got the job that you wanted. I'm not talking about that feeling. I'm not talking about that vibration. I'm talking about a vibration and energy that never changes, a vibration that you are rooted in. You know, a tree has roots. What you are rooted in, your foundation. And there are things, there are behaviors, there are words, there are behaviors that we practice on an everyday basis that subtract from your happiness. And I've said it on the show before. I've given you a list. I mean, there is a whole list of behaviors that subtract from happiness. And today, guess what? I'm adding to that list. Because something happened yesterday, you know, I like to start with, or at least when I remember, it's called What's in the News, and something happened yesterday that forced me to add to the list of what subtracts from happiness. But before I do, let me share with you, you can write some of these down. I mean, it's a long list, and it's a list, and let me say this, it's not your fault. You weren't born doing anything on this list. You were not you learned this as you grew up, so it's not your fault. Comparing yourself to others. So what I'm going to read is things that subtract from happiness. Comparing yourself to others, noticing what somebody else is doing, talking about what somebody else is doing, thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important, wanting someone else to think what you think is important, sharing bad news, all expectations, trust me, all expectations detract from happiness, giving power to words, having any attachments, living in the past, living in the future, all judgments detract from happiness, having preferences. And listen, this having preferences is something that I've got to practice today. Because football season is here. Oh, my goodness. I love football. And football season is here. And it started on Thursday, but I didn't care about that game. Today, I'm going to watch football a lot of the time. And there are some teams that I would like to win. And quite frankly, don't tell anybody, but there are some teams that I wouldn't mind losing, that I wouldn't mind if they lost. But the problem is, especially being happiness specialist, the problem is having preferences, having any preferences subtract from my happiness. Now, you might say, well, that's normal. It's not normal, people. We were programmed to have a preference, A, B. I'd rather to see this happen. I'd rather see this team win. I'd rather see this team lose. So how am I going to practice having no preferences? Well, the thought is, I'm still working on it, the thought is to look at the game, just look at the skill, look at the athleticism, look at all of the things that that I can focus on without this winning and losing. Because this winning and losing is another thing, and I'm telling you, when I used to produce and direct talent shows, one of the things I did not do is I did not want to have a winner or a loser. People were displaying their talent. I know I'm getting off track, but people were displaying their talent without a winner and a loser. It's just not my thing. I know it's the world's thing. You win and you lose, but it's just not my thing. I'm a happiness specialist. I can't have that as my thing. Trying to control anyone or anything outside of yourself, complaining, taking anything personally. This is a big one. Taking anything personally. Worrying. Okay, let's get to let's get to today's topic, because there's even more of the list. Taking anything personally. Today's topic is life isn't fair. Capitalize isn't. Life isn't fair. And so what's your problem? What's the problem? Life isn't fair. You know, you can look out into the animal kingdom if you want any kind of confirmation or any kind of guidance how, listen, the animals live in the moment. The animals aren't here comparing themselves to each other. The animals aren't blaming another animal for how they're feeling. So when you get stuck, look to the animal kingdom. And I'm looking to, you know, one of the things that, one of the documentaries that I love, oh, by the way, you can call in and speak with me live at area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1, speak with me live, ask your question. Few people in the queue, and listen, you can press number 1 if you want to speak with me, or just listen live. You don't have to come on the air if you don't want to. So we talked about the animal kingdom. Have you seen that documentary on penguins? There's a documentary, there's actually a few, but penguins, if they have more than one baby, and sometimes they hatch more than one baby, it is the penguins, right? Yeah, it's the penguins. Wait a minute. It is, I'm sure it's the penguins. Anyway, the weakest baby does not get fed. The weakest one doesn't get fed, doesn't get cared for, is really ignored. And I've seen, it is the penguin, I've seen the bigger penguin baby beat up the little weak baby, the little weak penguin. Now we look out into the animal world and we look at, and what about the lion that wants to mate again with the lioness that just has cubs? What does he do? He kills her babies so she can mate again. My point is this. Life isn't fair. But when you know that, and you accept it, I'm telling you, there's a difference between being a victim and having a victim mentality. There is a big difference, because there have been a lot of people, thousands of people that are victims to crimes, behaviors. Look at Cinderella. Gee, scratch that. But look. But it is an attitude, it is a perspective, it is a vibration that you carry. This victim mentality is just going to lead to more unhappiness. And let me share with you what happened yesterday that prompted this topic. So not only do all the things that I listed before, oh, here we go, some more things, that behaviors that detract from happiness, needing to be right, a lack of personal growth, being impatient. You can't be happy and impatient at the same time. Rushing. Reacting rather than responding. Assigning a label to any experience. Why? Because a label just means you're judging. Again, it's not your fault, people. We were all programmed, including myself. So it's recognizing the programs, elevating and evolving higher than the program, higher than this man-made program, to get to a flow, to be content and be at peace. My definition of happiness is to be at peace regardless of what happens and be at peace regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness, this feeling, this foundation is rooted in trusting, accepting, living consciousness, being okay with uncertainty, letting go, choosing your perspective, staying out of other people's business, but the most important is making a commitment and making happiness a priority. And when you make it a commitment and you make it a priority, it's like any other skill that you have. If you're a writer out there, it's the same as a skill to write, or somebody that gives a speech, or a doctor, or an athlete, a football player. It's a skill. You've got a skill to be a quarterback. Every single person on that field, from the players to the coaches, it is a skill. Professional football is a skill that's been developed. Same thing with happiness. It is a skill that is practiced every single day, every moment when you make the commitment. But here we go. Oh. Tennis. The U.S. Open. The women's finals yesterday. Now, if you follow tennis or you don't follow tennis, I like to watch the semifinals and I like to watch the finals. I used to play tennis when I was younger. I'm an athlete. I've been teaching fitness for 40 years, but that's enough about me. Serena Williams is no doubtedly the best female. She has been just the most powerful, dominant women's tennis player in the world for, I don't know how long. Has it been decades? I mean, it has to be. I don't know how long it's been, but this woman is dominant, dominates the sport. And last year, or no, it was this year, she had a baby. So she's in the finals. And if you followed it, if you watched the tennis finals, you know what I'm about to say. But I've got a spin on it. I've got a twist to it because Serena Williams, as great as she is, and this is no knock on her, this is an observation. This is not a judgment. This is an observation of what happened yesterday. Serena Williams played the victim card. Serena Williams was on her own, and I'm about to tell the story for those people that didn't see the finals, played a victim mentality, played the victim card. So in a brief explanation, this is what happened. She's in the finals with a girl. I say girl because this girl was 20 years old, 21 years old. She was from Japan. I think her name was Naomi. And so she was from Japan, and this is the first time Japan, the country of Japan, has ever been in the finals, in a women's final. I don't know about a men's final, but anyway. So Serena lost the first set. She lost the first set. And Serena, listen, this woman is so good. She plows through people. It's news when Serena Williams loses. You know, there's no news when she wins. She's that great. She's athletic. She's powerful. She's smart. She's been training since she was a young girl. She's just the best in the world. And her fellow, like Chris Everett used to be. Chris Everett used to be top in the female class. And Chris Everett was doing the announcing. And she was with another man doing announcing, and she even said how great Serena was. So this is what happened. Serena Williams lost the first set. The second set, and I'm not really remembering if she was ahead or behind, but the second set, I think she pulled even, and then the young girl, 20-year-old, was starting to win. Forgive me if I get exactly the story wrong. I'm telling you, just living in the present moment, trying to remember yesterday is not easy. And the umpire, there's an umpire, he sits in a chair over the tennis match. The umpire called a warning for Serena and her coach. Now, the coaches sit in the stands. And this is with all tennis players, men tennis players and women tennis players. The coaches sit in the stands, and what I gathered from yesterday from Chris Everett and from some of the announcers, she said that coaches are always coaching. It is something that from the men, they coach their player on the court, and the women gets coached too. So the umpire announced a warning to Serena Williams that your coach is coaching you from the stands. Now, apparently that is not acceptable. You can, even though, listen, on a football field, that's all they do is coach from the field, from the stands. But when you're playing tennis, it's illegal or it's against the rules to coach from the stands. Now, the camera went to the coach, and he's clearly saying, oh, that's right. He's clearly saying, Serena moved to the net. He put his hands as a gesture to move to the net. And even Chris Everett said, oh, yes, he's coaching. He's coaching from the stands, and he's not supposed to do that. So the umpire gives Serena the first warning. And Serena gets very upset. Now, remember when I said this victim mentality and this not fair? Remember the statements earlier. She gets very upset, and she starts talking to the umpire, and she says, I am not a cheater. I don't get coaching. And she says, I rather lose than cheat. You don't know me. And she even said, you owe me an apology. I believe she said, you owe me an apology because I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. And I believe her. I mean, listen, this woman doesn't need to cheat. She's that good. When you're the best in the world, you don't need to cheat. And that was, in other words, it rang. You can tell, of course, she's not a cheater. So she said that, and she started getting upset. She started getting upset, and she started getting out of her game mentally. And she's blaming, she's looking, and I'm an outsider here. She's blaming the referee for accusing or saying that she's a cheater, which she's not. Now, if you play tennis and you're at her level, you know the rules. And there are certain, I think the umpire is, after three warnings, you lose a game. The first is a warning. The second is what is the second one? It's another warning. I don't know if you lose a point. You might lose a point. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. Quote me on that. The second one, you lose a point. And the third warning, for whatever warning you get, so you're only allowed three warnings before the umpire can take a game away from you. Okay, you follow me? You're only allowed, it's like baseball, three strikes and you're out. So in tennis, you're given three warnings. So Serena had the first warning. Now, she knew she was warned because she came to him and she says, I don't cheat, and I rather lose. But she was warned the first time because the umpire saw her coach, and Chris Everett even said, he was coaching. He gave a coaching signal, and the coaching signal was to move to the net. Serena was losing, and so he was saying, move to the net. And Serena started moving to the net, and she started winning points. Now, the second thing that happened, here we are, we're in a championship game. The second thing that happened is Serena got upset. I don't know what happened, but she got so angry, and she slammed her racket onto the ground so hard that she cracked her racket. She actually broke her racket on the ground. Now, the umpire said, that's your second warning. Okay, you following me with this? She knows three warnings, three strikes, you're out. So she, her own, nobody forced her, nobody made her, she knows the rules. This game, listen, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, you can be penalized for showing your emotion on the tennis court. Now, that's another issue, rules, not being able to show your emotions. or you can be penalized. I remember watching men's tennis, and from, this is way back in the day, from McEnroe, who was that other guy that was really always angry? Ile Nastase. Listen, I'm dating myself, but I remember those people were hotheads. Hotheads. So Serena was developing some steam, and she, her racket on the floor. She did that. Nobody made her do it, and she knows doing that she's going to get a warning because she knows the game. Here we go. Now, as she's changing, I think she lost a point on that one. And I think she did lose a point on that one. And as she, you know how they go to their chairs and they sit and they take a break between games or something, between every two games. I'm not sure, tennis fanatics, but between, I don't mean fanatics, I mean tennis lovers, not fanatics. Between games, so she's sitting down and she's sitting next to the ref and she's got her towel and she has to say something. She is compelled to display her anger, her disapproval at this umpire. And she says, I'm not a cheater. You are a thief. She called him a thief. You stole a point from me. And she's berating him as she's sitting down next to him. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm in a championship match. Am I going to allow a referee to dictate whether I win or lose a match? Sure enough, this referee is not taking any guff, any verbal, and he called it verbal abuse. That's what they called it. So she got her third warning, verbal abuse. And the third warning means you lose a whole game. Now, she's in the second set. She was, now, listen, she wasn't ahead anyway. She was not ahead. She was losing. But now you lose a game, and all hell broke loose. She asked for the referee. I guess there's an umpire in the chair, and then she asked for the referee to come out. The referee came out. Another lady came out. Now, this referee's been reffing, I think, for 39 years, they said. So Serena knows the rules. And the ref came out and he said, what did you say? He listened to her side of the story, but this is the point. Serena Williams kept saying, it's not fair. This isn't fair. You know that men get away with this. You know, you watch men. Men behave in worse manner, in a worse way than I did. You know that men can get away with nothing. This, in other words, blaming, playing the woman card now. That because I'm a woman, that's why I'm getting different treatment. It doesn't matter the blame. It doesn't matter whether you're blaming somebody else because of race. It doesn't matter whether they're blaming somebody else for being a woman. It doesn't matter blaming somebody for being disabled. It doesn't matter what you're blaming somebody else for. But she was using the if life isn't, it's not fair. The men get away from it. And she says, I've been playing this game for years, and every time I come to the U.S. Open, every time I come here, I get the same unfair treatment. Now, she said that. If you know that you are getting unfair treatment for years and years, why would you choose to behave in a way that you can get your a point taken away and then a game taken away? In my looking from the outside looking in, I'm just going to talk about myself. I remember playing. I'm just going to throw this out there because there's my perspective. If you know that you're not playing your best, I'm talking about myself. Let's take bowling. I remember I'm such a bad bowler, and I remember never ever winning at bowling. And guess what, folks? I don't bowl because I'm not good at it. I remember losing in bowling. And I was with my family, and I told my father I wanted to quit. He says, no, you can't quit. You have to play to the end. And I just hated bowling ever since. I'm such a bad bowler. I'm not one of those really good losers. I'm just, if I can't win or excel at something, I don't want to play. Judge me if you want to. But so I was, I don't know if I'm right. So Serena was losing. I'm not even going to make a comment. You can come with whatever perspective you want to bring. But the point is this. The it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair mentality. There's a difference between being a victim and a victim mentality. And let me just share a quick story. I my son and I were in Portland a couple of years ago, and we were walking. And we were walking, I don't even remember what destination, but we were walking for a while. And we were walking on one side of the street, and we could see in front of us there was a group of people, mostly, I think there was all men, group of people, and they were motorcycles and leather and tattoos, facial tattoos. I mean, to the point where my son, I looked at him and he looked at me, and we crossed the street. We crossed the street. I would have even gone out of my way or walked around the block. There's a difference between being a victim and saying life isn't fair. When you know, I guess I got off on the tangent, but for Serena Williams to say, I've been to this tournament and I'm always treated unfairly, if you know that you're always treated unfairly and you are the best in the world, why would you add fuel to the fire? Why would you speak to an umpire and say those things? Why would you throw your racket if you already know that you're treated unfairly? Why would you give them any ammunition is what I want to say. Why would you give them any fuel? And there is no shame in anyone's game knowing the rules and stepping back and surrendering to it. And letting it go and not taking it personally. Now, there was no victim. This life isn't fair. Life isn't fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. You know the rules. It's not fair. I'm sorry, but I wasn't feeling any of that. There is personal responsibility, and life is not fair, people. People play favorites. I was working at a job. People play favorites. It's not what you know. It's who you know. Right? Life, people choose certain people in their groups to get ahead, family members, people you like, people that are liked or... I mean, life is not that people that are beautiful are treated differently than people that are not. I mean, it's been proven. But why does life have to be fair for you to accept that and you to be happy? I don't care. Listen, one of the things is you know, you can't force people to behave in the way fairly. You just can't. You can't force life to be fair. Sometimes, and what is fair anyway? It's just a perspective. Quite frankly, you know what's not fair? Let me tell you what's not fair. It's not fair that if you have you fame and fortune and you're recognized, you get to go, you know, you don't need to make reservations at the most popular. You don't need to wait 2 years like I would have to wait 2 years to get into a restaurant. I remember going to a restaurant, or not going, but hearing about a restaurant in San Francisco. You can't even get in unless you're somebody, meaning somebody that people know, global figure, celebrity, somebody with money, and so what? I'm going to let that bother. I'm going to let that ruin my day. When did I walk into an event? You know, heard of the velvet rope, the VIP section. I'm in the VIP section if it's my event. I'm not in the VIP section if it's not my event. And so what? Who cares? If you know life isn't fair, why? It's just an acceptance. Well, we got to change it. Listen, I'm not changing anything. If people want to change, then that's great. And if they don't, Serena Williams can go into places and get places and go and get things for free or being let in a back way. I can't. Life isn't fair. So what? Remember, when you prioritize and you make a commitment to happiness, make a commitment to always choosing peace. Make a commitment to feeling content. Make a commitment to feeling satisfied, being okay with what is. You are going to feel more peaceful. Now, the funny thing about this, Serena has a young daughter, and guess what? Whoever you are, that's exactly what you're going to teach your child. This isn't fair. I mean, I could say privileged with the money and the fame. I want to make a commercial. I want to make a commercial for Chase and get paid millions of dollars. But guess what? Life isn't fair. Sheesh. Anywho, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, find me on YouTube, Reality Spirituality, or Rebecca Norrington. My first book, The Truth About Happiness, it's Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. My second book, Writing Right Now, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Maybe, maybe not. Join me again next week to talk about another topic that's everyday life. You know, let me just say this, the blame game. The blame game people play, it's not your circumstances, it's not the relationship you do or do not have, it's not who won the election or the price of gas or the weather, it's not your health or the aches and pains, it's not your money, it's not how you look, it's not how much you weigh, it's not your parents or your children, your happiness, your inner peace depends on what you practice on a daily basis. You want to feel different during any challenging moment, you can. Look in the mirror and choose a different perspective. Elevate your consciousness, grow, be different than you were last week, last month, last year. Your growth and your chosen perspective and your level of consciousness will dictate how much peace and happiness you'll feel in any moment. Do you think Serena Williams was happy in that moment? No. Do you think there would have been a better choice of her? I'm not even going to say better choice. There was another choice, multitudes of choices, for none of that to happen. What I think, it doesn't really matter. It's what's practiced. You are a physical example of the universe, my dear audience. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Until next week, Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Get
yeah, you're gonna feel good.